I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so.
Let's make sure it stays that way. What do you remember most, Pav, about your youth hockey?
Youth hockey. I remember Holler Rink, Carson Loopy Rink, Bill Woodenchuck keeping the best ice in town.
Yeah.
Good friends. I remember the Harlow boys, the Patnode boys. There was no raising. That means above your waist because the puck was always off the ice.
Yeah.
But you went down there and there was probably 50 kids on the ice. You either learned how to stick handle and take a shot or you got off the ice. I can remember my dad going there after 10 o'clock when Bill would pull the lights and pull his truck up so he could still skate with the lights off the headlights of his truck.
Yeah, it's nuts what we got to do.
Everybody was in it and everybody was good.
And I know there was a lot of recruiting back then in the early 70s. I don't know how a Carson Loopy kid ended up on the A Street team. Okay.
I'll tell you how it happened. All the other coaches, like Holland Doyle, BCC,
Police,
Falls Police, picked their teams, and we were what was left. Me, Billy Sirwa, Karpish, all them guys, and nobody wanted us. And my dad and Jim Sirwa got that team together.
Well, I'm sure the Mason boys wouldn't have mind you on Holland Oil. They basically, that team was, I don't know if they won two games in their career. Did you, Mace?
I think we beat Falls Police one time at 11th Street. A bunch of the Falls Police guys were crying after the game, but I think Bob had about 80 saves, and I think I scored maybe five goals, and I think Scotty Jesperson skipped in about three or four.
Well, at Falls Police, we were kind of the cake eaters, remember?
Yeah, we were definitely the cake eaters. We had jackets and hats and shirts. And
you had a good team, though. You had a good team.
Yeah, yeah, pretty good. Hey, let's get over to Robin, who's been patiently waiting on the phone here, and who, along with Bob, are two of the six of us that live in the Twin Cities. Robin, Paul Nevin made a comment the other day about boot hockey while growing up, and we all thought maybe you could have had a big career in boots and if maybe that could have been a scholarship type thing, but you were still a heck of a hockey player. But I think boots would have been it for you. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the thing with boots is everybody knows I was a slow skater, so in boots you just had to camp out, camp out at a certain spot, and then fire it home. So you didn't have to worry about speed.
Well, I think you and Mary Beth Polsky Harold were probably two of the best boots goalie. You know, most of the time goalies played out in boots, and then players that played out played goalie. And I noticed, I remember you playing a pretty good goal.
Oh yeah, I like playing goalie.
Yeah, I remember that. Going to Bemidji State, that must no-brainer. I know you went to all the summer camps there, and I know you knew Bob Peters real well. And was that a no-decision for you, Robin, to head on over to BSU, or did you have other things on your mind?
Yeah, not too much. There weren't a lot of guys chasing me, so basically went to Bemidji and earned my way in.
There you go. And, of course, you were a captain of the 1984 team, correct?
83 team.
So you actually did it the right way, like me and Rab. We went our 4 years and graduated.
Yeah.
So, and you had a pretty good team, and good shot. You had a pretty good player on that team that you guys got to play with, and didn't you win a national championship as well?
We won a national championship in 1980, and we actually lost championship in 1983 to Rochester Institute of Technology.
Okay.
So, and then actually lost the national championship in 82 to Riles, Augsburg.
That had to hurt.
that hurt bad.
I noticed you two didn't hang with much that summer, on the Riley's team. You guys kind of separated.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you had Joel Ottawa as your big stud player, and was he a really good college player, or was he still developing at that time?
He was still developing, but he was, at that time there weren't a lot of 6'2", 6'3" guys playing hockey, and especially at our level. And yeah, he could dominate a game.
Yeah, he sure could. Well, I saved, I shouldn't say the best for last, but the biggest mouth. We got Rab here who hasn't talked much. Of course, Rab and Bully started out with the Falls Police dynasty in the early 70s and went on to play high school. And then both attended Providence College together, which was a hoot. And they made Rab, I needed to take care of him our senior year, so Rab was my roommate. So Louie wanted me to take care of him to keep him out of trouble. So that's how me and Rab became roommates our senior year. And Rab, what a hell of a ride. And what are your thoughts on all this?
Well, that's how I recall it, too, the situation. I needed somebody to take care of me. So you and I spent that our senior years, senior year in the freshman dorm.
Yes.
Together.
Yeah. Rab, you go back to the old Anderson Furniture, Holland Oil, Falls Police, Carson Loopy, MEC, and they even had one Rainy Lake Oil, I believe. There's like six teams, all in the same age. Not area, but same sixth grade, fifth grade, or whatever. I think that's where all this started. Kenny Etney and that's the Sirwas and Hilfer and all these coaches that stepped up and stood in snowbanks and did this.
I remember we hated each other. I mean, we hated each other. We went to school together, so we had to have bragging rights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where we learned to be competitive, but how to compete. We wanted to be able to say, you know what, I'm better than you. And so I think that contributes to what our success rate was as people.
Yeah, because losing doesn't hurt you or kill you, does it, gentlemen? I mean, who's kidding who? I think sometimes, you know, kids lose and it's the end of the world. No, it teaches you how to get better, doesn't it, Pav?
You got to learn how to lose, but I think nowadays they're teaching kids. They need to teach them how to win. You got to win first. Losing is not fun. I hated losing. I never cried about it, never did, but I hated to lose. But I think nowadays, there's too many of these people that are, oh, it's okay.
No.
And you have to learn how to lose, too. But winning is it.
I totally agree. Good comment, Pav. Personally, I just remember growing up watching David Brown in the early 70s and thinking someday I'm going to play in that state hockey tournament. It never did happen, but it doesn't mean we weren't one of the best teams to ever play for the Broncos. We did play in the state Bantam tournament, finishing third. I don't know if we were or not, but I'm saying that. And in that, in 1978 team, our teammates, we had Sammy and Neil and Gino and Reisner and David Lorien and Kevin John. Again, more Division I, Division II players. And I just remember seeing all these coaches show up at Bronco Arena, and I wish the kids today could see it. There were coaches at every one of our practices, Division I, like three to four coaches just sitting there watching these practices. And we all have become, I think, pretty successful in our own little way. And of course, we're all totally different. We're definitely not in Norty's Hall of Fame, but guys, we are certainly legends, and we want people to remember the 1979 team was pretty doggone good.
Yeah, we were, and in my mind, I was in the state tournament.
That's right.
You know, even though I physically didn't participate, but I spent a lot of nights dreaming about it, and a lot of situations. I scored a lot of goals. I beat a lot of guys up.
Yeah.
I really had a real successful state tournament.
Hey, Bob, how's the golf game?
It's going. I got about 55 rounds in.
Trying to keep up with Robin?
I'm retired. Robin's not even retired. He's playing more than I am.
Okay. Speaking of which, you're retired. Rab's retired. Pav's retired. Billy Mace is just retired. Robin, who would have thunk 35, 40 years ago that you and I would be the only two working at the age of 62?
Well, we're finding out that we really aren't that smart, Billy.
Well, yeah, we're missing something here. I don't get it. Bill, you just retired. How does it feel? I mean, can I make it out there in the outside world without working?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty easy, actually. I mean, I'm only 1 month in, so I'm not really acclimated to it really a lot yet. But it's nice getting up in the morning and not worrying about having to do something right now. So that's kind of the first thing I've noticed so far since a month ago that I retired, but it's, I think Rab said it's pretty easy to get used to.
Yeah. Rab seems to really enjoy it.
I do. And I nap every day.
So what happens when my checks at the end of the month run out? I just quit spending money? Is that how that works?
Yeah, you quit golfing.
Okay. That ain't happening.
Going, Bully, got to get your pensions going.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaving them alone. They tell me, at least my financial guy, they just keep growing, Bully. Just keep working. Diana, I always have her in the meeting with me. She goes, yes, listen to your financial advisor. But that day's coming soon, and I hope Robin someday. I think Robin told me when we were golfing here a few weeks, a month back when he was going to go, and I'm going to see where that goes. And again, I'm just proud to be classmates with all you guys and proud to be teammates with you all. And this is extended longer than any other Legends interview yet, and I don't care because I'm the one that does the editing, and I'm not editing anything. This thing's going to play at 25 minutes. We're going in the 9 a.m. news. What do you guys think?
I think it's great.
I think it was great. Thank you very much.
All right.
I think you should have us in once a week.
I think so, too. What should we call it?
We'd have enough stories.
Pete Kaler said he wants a show with me, and we'll meet at Border Bar, and he wants to call it Pints with Pete.
Hey.
Okay. I said,
right. I'm in.
Yeah. Notice the word plural on the pint. Robin Anderson, Bill Mason, Bob Mason, Bruce Raboy, Todd Pavlik, and myself, Mike Bolson, thank you very much for listening. And make sure to bid on this Delta $1,000 gift card to take any flight in the continental United States. So bid high, bid plenty, and we'll all see you guys soon. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Bully.
Thanks, Bully.
A big thank you to our sponsor, Border Bank, for putting this on, and also to Paul Nevin for helping out and getting this thing done. We missed you, Nev. We could have used your humor.